Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, which is conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Not even 5 minutes of your time. Are you a registered voter on the state of Florida?
Of course.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Now, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, really, or never?
Always.
Always? Thank you. Do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
No.
Okay. How about Rich Scott?
I beg your pardon?
Rich Scott? Do you recognize that name?
Oh, of course, of course.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Mr. Scott?
Favorable.
Thank you. How about Ron DeSantis? Same question.
Favorable.
And Mr. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Thank you, ma'am. Now moving forward. And if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Scott,
thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Would you please repeat the question?
Yes. Do you strongly support Mr. Scott or somewhat
strongly.
Support?
Strong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you approve or disapprove of Rich Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
Approve.
And do you approve or disapprove Rich Scott's job performance and reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Approve.
Approve. Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rich Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Approve.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, during the 2022 election, Rich Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and he was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and the poor economy, Republican Senator candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does have no effect on your vote?
I'm not sure. I'm not really familiar with the actual problem. I'm so eat up with Biden and the crap that they're pulling that I hardly can pay attention to anything else.
Understood, ma'am. Yeah, I understood. But how should I record your answer just for the sake of research? Like more likely to vote for Mr. Scott, less likely, or no effect on your vote either way?
Let's say more likely.
More likely. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you sharing your opinion. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
I would vote for Scott. I'm not
Scott.
At all familiar with Gross.
Understood. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support?
Strongly,
Mr. Scott?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your race, ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic,
White
Latino?
White Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you consider yourself a Cuban American, yes or no?
No.
Okay. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking the time to share your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay?
Thank
Goodbye.
You. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.